If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Weaving and bobbing and up and down. These are the emotions. Well, it's time to get out a little more of the truth this morning. Nice to have you with us. And even though the trip will never be one of perfection, Donald Trump's trip to Saudi Arabia, Israel, and then Europe is going along just beautifully. You listen to all the negative news and all of the attempts to get this guy impeached, and every day I say the same thing. What are you dealing with? A guy who personality-wise has got problems, but on the other side of it is able to do amazing things. So he can go ahead and being the complete idiot he is. Doesn't bother me. I'd be thrilled to meet him. The visit from Saudi Arabia was a howling success. And part of it, the reason is that Donald Trump stuck to the script. He didn't veer off the script. And when he sticks to that script, and the time he can go off it is when he does his rallies. That's okay. He can be the positive form of Stephen Colbert, who, to me, along with Keith Olbermann, are the two biggest jokes in the business. So Trump offers and accepts and signs, along with Saudi Arabia, a $110 billion arms program with up to, is it $800 billion over 10 years? This is, and people, you know, there were those naysayers, and I can understand them. Oh, boy, you know, the Wahhabis and contributing all those terrorists around the world to the Trade Center here in New York. Not everything, what you have to understand is not everything is a complete win. And while I always say always negotiate issues and not values, there are exceptions to every word. And I'm not sure you can define this as an exception to violating my own cord, it's mine, about not compromising values. There are no values in a sense that we have to compromise. They've got their culture. They've had it for years. We have our culture. We've had it for years. We're not happy about the way a lot of countries conduct business, although there's improvement in Saudi Arabia about moving forward with women. But you have to compare the two outcomes here. The only way to defeat ISIS and these radical forms of Islamic terrorism, and Trump, I thought, was dutifully restrained from using the terminology that would be offensive to a lot of Muslims. I thought that was a coup. And he mentioned terrorism 30 times in his speech. When our God, Barack Obama, went to Cairo, oh, you remember that landslide speech that was going to change the world because the Messiah was there. He never mentioned the word terrorism, not once. And the administration comparison or clash between Trump and Obama is, it's monumental. Now, I know at heart, Barack Obama is someone who's a Muslim sympathizer and a community organizer, a follower of Saul Alinsky and an ideologue. I know that. But I'll bet you dimes to dollars, and well, there's no sense in betting because you can never prove anything, that Obama is most concerned about his legacy. And piece by piece and part by part, it's beginning to become shredded by the Trump administration, who has got the opposite point of view in terms of how we deal with issues over there, and it's so well received in the Middle East that I can just imagine the angry Barry Hussein Obama walking around in this country with no rights to anything anymore other than to live as a normal citizen is trying to subterfuge, sabotage, and destroy the Trump administration. And for those on the left, the way to destroy it is to get him impeached. There were so many impeachable offenses committed by Barack Obama, so many. At one point I came on here and I gave you a list of 20. There are zero, did you hear me? Zero impeachable offenses or anything that warrants substantial investigation to do the same to Trump. That's how irrational, that's how absurd these people on the far left are and how they think, but I'm proud of yours truly. Because Saturday night, my wife and I and two other couples went out. One of the couples, extremely, extremely bright guy. I mean, really, really bright. And I can remember meeting him for coffee several times along with my other friend. And it often ended up into a real clash. He's about as far left as you can go. He'll defend anything. I mean, he's smart, he's well-read, he's articulate, but he's wrong. And he's drinking the Kool-Aid, and he has been. And it's funny, he had mentioned to his wife, we're not talking politics. I mentioned to my wife, I'm not talking politics. Went out and had a great night. Great night. And then I said to myself, you know, you fool. You should have taken this stance years ago instead of submitting yourself to the aggravation of going through this topic. I had a wonderful night Saturday night. Alan, I hope we get to do it again very soon. And it's because I never brought up the issue of politics, nor did he. Part of it is kind of a smug assertion that I have and people like me that it's over, we won. I'm not talking about the battle for freedom because there is a war of cultures in this country. But the discussion on issues, how is it even possible that you could enter into a sane discussion on defending the rights? Well, the rights are there, but on defending the strategy and the execution of those people on the far left doesn't exist anymore. It just doesn't exist. So I look at Trump's journey to the Mideast and to Europe as potentially a triumphant one. Oh, there are little glitches here or there. No trip is perfect. But if he can get through the Israeli portion of it and then through Eastern Europe, which will be the toughest, that's where he's going to meet the most opposition. It'll be a howling success. Now, Trump's trip to Israel has two huge obstacles. One that Trump has kind of changed position on. And, you know, you change position on politics to defend the situation. I'm not trying to take it and purify it and make it something it isn't. Trump said when he ran this campaign, he wanted to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel, which I support 100%. He also pretty much whitewashed the idea of the abolishment and the halting of new settlements on the West Bank. He endorsed it. He endorsed it. As time goes along here, and you realize the consequences of having the typical behavior that he's displayed, and in this case, I understand that you've got to shift positions. There's a little concern with Benjamin Netanyahu and his people over the issues of whether the capital of Israel should move from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I think it should, because I've had this position my whole life. And I think the right of Israelis to build settlements should be able to continue. But the criticism in this country exists, and undoubtedly it's a break from the torrent of unbelievable criticism that Trump has suffered while he's there, while he's here, and he can escape it and accomplish some things. Then what are the left-wing progressive nutcakes in this country going to say? He's ruined everything. Because they won't acknowledge an ounce of success. That's the way it is. And I say, continue to fight and don't give in. More on Trump's trip when we come back.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from, and once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
All right, back to this trip, which will never, ever be applauded by anyone on the far left. I mean, they'll be worried, like the Hollywood stars, excepting a few like James Woods, love them. John Voight, love them. The few out there who have the absolute guts. Tim Allen, hey, Tim, love you too. Got the guts to stay up and even worry about costing yourselves roles in the name of freedom of speech. There's no freedom of speech left in this country. It's the freedom of speech is left to those who have the autonomy and the flexibility to go out and do what they damn well please and are not worried about the consequences or the payoffs from anyone else. I don't know of a bigger beneficiary of this than Donald Trump, who went out, who earned his money, and you know what he can say to all these people? And he says it, and I applaud it. He doesn't do it in the same way that Nancy Pelosi and her bunch do it. Just wanted to mention that over the weekend, there was a rally, and the head of the Democrat Party out there, I can't think of his name, was in a big rally anti-Trump and used the F word to describe Trump. He kept yelling it and yelling it. And here's how much class these SOBs have. Standing next to him is Nancy Pelosi laughing. There's no respect. I mean, I'm not making this black and white, but take a look at the Republican Party and like Occupy Wall Street versus the Tea Party. Show me instances of this. The far left have no respect for this country. And when you talk about deportation, as far I mean, I'm only taking this to a certain point, okay? So don't take it literally. I'd like to deport each and every one of them. Oh, wait a minute. That made me a family member of mine. Well, I guess that shows you how hypocritical we are. I can't do that. So Chris Ruddy came out. He's the CEO of Newsmax. He's on a lot of these talk shows. And he talked about this merciless beating that Trump is taking every day. and how we have to find a balance. I don't think there's going to be a balance. And the more Trump accomplishes, the more he will be the butt of all this conversation. Chris Ruddy was on, I don't know if you saw it yesterday, but this week with host George Stephanopoulos, and a study of Trump's 100 days, and found that 81% of the press coverage against, 80% of the press coverage was against Trump. It's never been anything like this. Never, ever, ever been anything like this. And it doesn't matter what he accomplishes, because I could go on here every day and bore you to death. Not bore the people on the right, but bore to maybe the one or two people who listen to the show on the left. I know how this game works. I have made recent attempts to get on Hillary Clinton, Chief Spreading Bull, and even that wimp John Kasich, not a response. When I search out other names on the right, I get a response. And I've said this 100 times. They're not afraid of me. When they find out who I am, they hate me, and they don't want to come on the show, and it's okay. But it's a tremendous amount of negativity that is sweeping this country, and if it doesn't stop, it's going to accelerate to the point where this becomes our greater fear over that of organized terrorism around the world. These are how these movements start. Hitler's movement and his ground-building response of forces everywhere. I mean, maybe the worst person ever to live on this planet. But what he did was truly extraordinary. I don't want to see that happening, and I don't think there's any personality, so I want to make this clear right now. I can't think of any personality in this country whom I would put in the same boat with Adolf Hitler. I just had to re-hesitate to think about it. But there have been others, haven't there? Mussolini, and I was going to say Mao, who maybe was the greatest killer and perpetrator of violence in the world. Stalin, right up there. I don't see any of those figures here, but it's a quiet, more sophisticated approach that's based upon principles. And I keep meaning to do it, and I don't get it. I keep meaning to order in Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. Here we go. Another note for Stu Taylor. Rules for Radicals. Because I'm really eager to read that book, and I know a lot about Saul Alinsky right now. People like Saul Alinsky represent on a different scale people who are just as dangerous. And you can look in American society, and I can give you the names of those who are. I mean, you know them, the common names, led by George Soros and Steyer from Texas and Michael Moore, these influential, terrible people who are against everything that America stands for. You know, what I was thinking was of doing, and then I decided, oh, it's not going to work. I was going to have a list like assets and liabilities. Everything that Trump has done well, the few things that he hasn't, and then do the same with Obama. I'm not even sure it's ready to do it with Hillary because she never served. But I'm pretty darn sure I know what the results would have been. So the Chinese opened their markets to U.S. businesses. Been trying to be done here for decades. It hasn't been done. Trump did it. You won't hear much about it. We won't make the headlines. Been trying to do it for 30 years. Trump did it in 3 months. He just bought tens of thousands of jobs with his arms deal and with Saudi Arabia. And he's noted of the agreement signed over the weekend with Saudi Arabia during Trump's overseas visit. Just stop and think. And if I just presented all of these facts with all the contrary things that Obama did, do you know what the result would be? No, not really. And George Bush did that. But I'd like to tell you what Obama did and what This is what I mean when I say there's no debate. I don't debate anymore, and I'm much more relaxed.
All right, coming back.
Michael Heller, very bad.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milburn. Goldberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on the show.
Darling, you I know you send me, darling, you send me, honestly.
All right, there's for some people a lot of the hour is unpleasant. For others, it's stressful when you're forced to think about fiduciary responsibility in banks and how we should handle things. So Stu's got Michael Heller on again from Very Bank, but you know, it's part of what the show is. There's the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I don't mean to paint the negative picture of everything else, but this is the really good, because this is the part that's always exciting. Joining us again, as he does frequently, I'm going to have to say my friend and general manager of Seasons 52 in Burlington, Massachusetts, one of the truly extraordinary restaurants to go to the value is, I think the value is unmatched. Dan Hebenstreit, and the website is seasons52.com. Dan, so nice to have you back.
Thank you very much. Good speaking with you again. It's been a long time, or a little while anyways.
Yeah, it's been a while, and the holidays come and go, and you know, we got the Mother's Day coming up, so you want to start with that? What's new?
Well, we'll start with that. So what's new is back on the Easter, we started doing full-time brunch on Sundays from 10 to 1. So we roll into Mother's Day, which, by the way, I would definitely recommend making reservations. We are at currently a high number. We've got 1,300 covers on the books right now, and not to scare anybody, we still have plenty of room for parties throughout the entire day. But as I said, we are doing brunch from 10 until 1 p.m., and, of course, in tandem with brunch, you can still get anything off our full dinner menu during that period. But let's talk about brunch a little bit. This is fairly new for us. We have choices such as a braised beef short rib hash, which is sold very well on Easter and has been selling well on Sundays. We have a shashuka, which is a Mediterranean dish, pasteurized raised egg, bacon, and sauces like sweet peppers, tomatoes, chorizo, and a little bit of crumbled feta. We have a brick oven brioche French toast, a smoked salmon flatbread that always sells well. And, of course, we have an eggs benedict, toasted brioche, mushrooms, spinach, our eggs, little hollandaise. And then if you want to add lobster to that, you can do that as well, some poached lobster. And then a vegetable frittata. And then what's new this year for the holiday brunches and every Sunday for brunch is we have the brunch sips program, $5 for a sangria or a Prosecco Bellini, a mimosa or a Bloody Mary, which is a great value anywhere around here in Massachusetts around the Boston market. And then we have a new starter for brunch. It's an orange marmalade parfait mini, Greek yogurt mousse, house-made orange marmalade, and a little bit of granola. And like I said, on Easter, we did a phenomenal job with the brunch items, a lot of positive feedback. We were very busy on Easter from 10 to 1 with brunch, and we're looking, again, to be very busy on Mother's Day from 10 to 1 during brunch.
You know, every time I have something at Seasons 52, I'm so reluctant because I stick to old habits to try something new. Every once in a while, my wife or Dan said, try something new, try this. Then I get hooked on that. And I tried the last time I came in the lobster tails. I mean, absolutely unbelievable. I'd have to ask you, and I don't want to have a chef's secret given away, what is done with those lobster tables, the lobster tails, to give it the most unbelievable flavor?
Well, to be honest with you, it's the wood grill starts the whole process. When you have a true wood-fired grill and you can infuse, you know, the proteins with that smoky flavor, it starts there. And then we brush it with a lemon butter brush on the grill and as it comes off the grill. And really, that's all it takes is you just get the sweetness from the lobster, a little bit of that lemon butter, seasoned lemon butter, and then we saw it out to the table. We have a little bit of grilled lemon on the side there for you. And it's just a combination of those simple ingredients. And as I said, including the wood-fired nature of the grill, you're just not going to get a better tasting lobster tail around the area.
What do you have to be concerned with? Let's take a look at it from a general managerial standpoint. You know, most people don't appreciate other people's jobs. I mean, how can you? And that this requires some high power thinking and a lot of work. I've asked you this before and you said yes, but how often does it happen that you, like Sam Walton used to do, to go around to all the competitive stores and to gather information and make changes on that menu? Is that done in the industry, and do you do it?
Absolutely. It's done on multiple levels. I will say that as an operator in my particular market, and that would be around the Burlington, Massachusetts market, I frequent the restaurants that are around here at least once a week, and so I try to get anywhere between 4 and 6 in a month to see what the competitors are doing across the board with their menu, presentation, food, the selection of the items they choose on their menu, how it's prepared. I watch their service style versus our service style. So you really do take in all of these dimensions, all these variables. And certainly within our market, I'll have a discussion with my director, and that'll go all the way up to the president. If I see anything in the market that is, you know, a competitive advantage for our competition, that we should be considering. And then, of course, at the top level, we have a corporate chef, our company chef, that is always looking at our competitors and looking at what we can leverage on our menu, what we can do better, what has to come off, what has to go on. So all those items are considered at a very micro level in the restaurant, all the way to a macro level up at our head office.
Well, last time we talked, you talked about a new menu. It might have been a little bit earlier to discuss the outcome of what you've had on the menu. How has it been? How have the reviews been? Are there any things you're going to add to it, or you sometimes say this hasn't worked, we'll have to cut it?
No, I mean, it's always a work in progress. So, you know, I'll give you an example. We added a paella dish on, and everybody loves paella. We added a paella on about 3 to 4 months ago, and that's been a dish that we've consistently tried to tweak to get just right, you know, whether it's adding a little bit more seasoning here, a different variety of fish in the mix. You know, those kinds of changes happen, and then we look at an execution. Can we execute this dish consistently to meet our own expectations, to meet our guests' expectations? And admittedly, that has been a challenging dish for us. The dish that we look at on a daily and weekly basis, we make sure the team that is putting it out from the station on the line, they're doing it correctly. But again, admittedly, that's been a tough dish, and, you know, foreseeably, I could see that potentially coming off the menu as we roll into menu changes because of some of the difficulties that we've had with it.
What's the biggest problem you have to deal with day to day?
Oh, geez, that's a very good question. The one thing about this industry, Stu, is that it changes from day to day in terms of what we're faced with the problems. I would say the challenge that we face in our industry, and certainly in my restaurant, is the push and drive to be consistent every single day across the board. Whether we're talking about food or service, it's the consistency element of what we do. It has to be there. And if you're missing on consistently on a regular basis, meaning you find yourself in a rut where you just cannot provide the kind of service or kind of food that the guests are looking for, especially in a market that has heightened expectations as more and more people dine out, That's the biggest challenge across the board. And we could go for hours and talk about all the variables that have to be at play to make sure consistency is what it needs to be.
business functions, special events. I hate to get through an interview without asking that because nobody does it better. And I've been at several of them over there at Seasons 52 at seasons52.com. Nobody does it better. What comments?
We do a phenomenal job. We're set up very well to accommodate parties of a variety of sizes. I mean, we do events every single day. And there are some days and evenings where we'll have every one of our, one of or all of the five function rooms that we have booked for anything from a pharmaceutical meeting and presentation to graduation parties, retirement parties, bridal showers. We've done everything that you can imagine across the board. We've had buyouts where individuals or corporations have come in and bought the entire restaurant out for an event. So we're very flexible with that. We do very well with it. We get at least 95 to 99% of the feedback we get back on our events is highly positive. I'd love to say we're perfect, but there's always, you know, small little areas here and there that occasionally pop up where we could do a better job, and we learn from that, we move forward. But generally speaking, we have about a 95 to 99% guest satisfaction rate with our events. We execute at a very high
rate. All right, and I have to say, it's unlike an advertisement. I mean, my wife are there all the time. There's a reason. There's a reason. Dan, I'll see you over there very soon. Can't wait to try a lot of the new things. It's always great having you on.
Thank you, Stu.
All right, we'll talk about boating in Boston when we come back.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
All right, Stu Taylor back, and our final segment of the day, and we await a contact from Michael Agajanian from Boating in Boston, boatinginboston.com, and if we don't have that connection today, we'll have him on tomorrow, because this is an amazing time to enlist in one of the great recreational events, not only in the Boston area, but outside of it as well. So we'll just roll on here with one of my favorite people. Can you imagine Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong-un together 6 times? I mean, how much would you like to see that conversation? He should be our ambassador. He really should be our ambassador. That is, Dennis Rodman should be the only one who's allowed to go to North Korea. Maybe he can arrange the release. There's now 3 in custody, more Americans. And it's a tactic that's used, and it's used effectively, because so many times during recent American history, especially during the Obama administration, they know we're not going to take action or do anything. I keep thinking of that Green Beret or that Marine who took a wrong turn. It was very unclear on the signs, ended up in Mexico and suffered the stresses and torture. Didn't get any concern from Obama. And then I was hesitating now because I was thinking of the woman, I think, in Iran that Trump just got released. And he did it very quietly. Not Obama. There's an American in his 70s. I think he's in Iran. We haven't heard about him in 12, 15 years. Don't be surprised if Trump bears down and gets that done. And a lot of you might say, because an instantaneous thought is, well, it's only 1 or 2 or 3 people. But do you realize how much symbolism plays out in the actions of individuals and a country during the course of the year? Amazingly so. And the duties of a president, and I understand when people say a lot of this is over Trump's head. I mean, how do you possibly grasp and handle everything he's done after we've had, especially someone, and George Bush, George W. certainly not innocent, but I'm looking at what Barack Obama has done to screw up this country. But he's out there with his arrogance getting that award from Caroline Kennedy. So the elements keep coming. Trump keeps fighting. He can't win every battle. He can't do everything right. I know he's used to winning every battle. But no matter what he does, he's doomed. The other day, he wanted to, instead of flying into New York for a meeting, he said he wouldn't because the cost of security and the mess it would create on the streets of New York was too much. So back to Mar-a-Lago he goes. And then there's criticism how he's away every week golfing and taking vacations. I never heard any criticism of Barry Hussein Obama. I don't hear any criticisms of him today. Here's a guy who in a short period of time will be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. It's a disgrace to society. It's an inappropriate, it's inappropriately an inverse relationship between generally people's values and what they get. I'd love to see big hikes in with competent teachers, with firemen, with policemen, with our military. Trump has accelerated the pay and increased it for our military. Trump is doing more than his share to make certain that women get equal income with men. And with all of the contradictions, all of them, against Trump, how often do you hear someone stepping up and saying he's doing more for women than any other, he did more for women than any other businessman, and look at all the women he has involved around him in his administration. So there's very little credit there, and yet on the other hand, the likes of Bill Maher and Stephen Colbert are just incomprehensible in terms of what is acceptable and decent taste. Now, because Stephen Colbert is on after 10 or 11 at night, the FTC has no control over that. And because Bill Maher, or very little control, I don't know what they can do, or Bill Maher, who's on HBO and it's unrestricted, you can say any dirty, rotten, disgusting thing you want. And I'll repeat what I've said on this show many times. I'm no prude. This isn't a matter of being a prude. It's a matter of common decency. It's a matter of protecting the channels and the outlets where our kids are exposed. It's degrading. Degrading to not only women, degrading to everyone. And I will bet you right now there may be a small fine or a slap on the wrist for Stephen Colbert, which his network will probably pick up because they're getting so much publicity out there. They'll never touch Bill Maher. It's not going to happen. And these are just a few examples. I don't watch those shows. I really don't watch those shows. I just, if I'm watching the news in the morning, I see the clips. I call them a bunch of clapping seals, moronic, sitting in the audience, following not the direction of comedians, but political activists. It's a free country. You can do what you want. If the advertisers pay, you go with it. If the advertisers threaten, you get rid of people, even like Bill O'Reilly. Oh, I have a feeling we'll be back in some capacity. I'm not looking for any overhaul at all of the First and Second Amendments. Freedom of speech, right to carry the guns. But there has to be some limitations to protect our youth in this country. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Stu Taylor.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.